Dan, it's lovely to meet you and also to be back at the French table in Surbiton and to see the owner, Sarah, as well. I know that your brother Andy died in last year, aged 55. Could you tell me a little bit about his illness and why you are running in the half marathon on Sunday?
Of course. So my brother Andy was diagnosed in July 22. When we went to the hospital because some of his behaviour was changing and we couldn't quite understand what was going on. He was diagnosed that day with a disease called frontal temporal dementia, which is a rare form of dementia. And the reason for the running today, it might be a walk, but my plan is to run, is to raise money for rare dementia support, which is actually funded by the National Brain Appeal.
It must be quite difficult to diagnose if somebody aged 55.
It is extremely difficult to diagnose, and it takes normally a very, very long time for people to get a diagnosis. But because Andy's personality had changed and his character, which was a huge character, a very intelligent man, he became what I think the family would just describe as diminished. There was something not quite right about him. And he was a super bright man, worked in a very high-powered job with lots of staff, huge budgets, and things were just starting to change. And we as a family just couldn't understand what the change was for and why it was happening.
And the difference between what he had and dementia as we know it, what was the difference?
Well, the difference is just that FTD, which is what he had, frontal temporal dementia, is another form of dementia. So there's so many forms of dementia. He had one called behavioural, which meant that his personality and some of the things that he did changed quite dramatically. And one of the things that we couldn't ever get our head around was the fact that he was having problem solving and sometimes following recipes at home when he was an excellent cook. And he would sometimes ask us questions that didn't quite make any sense to us. And also, one of the clinchers for the consultant was the fact that he developed an incredibly sweet tooth. And that apparently is one of the flags that, for them, signals that type of dementia.
And have you run before?
Never.
Oh, I know Sarah has several times.
Sarah's done lots, yeah. She's done you've done marathons and ultra marathons and Ironman. No, I have never done this before. And in a moment of madness, I went to watch my daughter do a half marathon. And I was watching people and it was soon after Andy had died. And I just thought, do you know, if they can do it, I'm sure I can do it.
And how can people sponsor you and donate money?
So we've got a Just Giving page, which we've set up through work, the TFT one. So you can come in to see us if you don't know how to do the...
Can I just interject there? TFT is the French table.
Thank you, sorry. Should have said that. So we have a Just Giving page. So you can just go, if you go onto that, if you look up TFT, then there's a link there on Instagram.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.